Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashtyatya Deshatarane Trinadapi Suniche Na Tarari Vasahishnu Na Amani Na Amanadena Kirtaniya Sadahari Hare Nama Harinama Ivakevalam Kalau Nastyeva 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 Gatir Anyata Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Ramayana, Act 2, Chapter 10. Ram's Terrible Discovery. Scene 1. Ram's Transcendental Bliss of Separation from Sita. Ram raced toward his hermitage. He was filled with foreboding. As he crashed through the bushes, he heard a jackal's fierce yell behind him. Recognizing the evil omen, he became even more anxious. Had Sita been devoured by Rakshasas? Lakshman must have left her when he heard Maricha's cry. Sita would have insisted upon it. The Rakshasas had plotted successfully. Surely they now had taken Sita. Ram saw other frightening omens, and his mind became even more distressed. As he rushed through the forest, suddenly he saw Lakshman coming towards him. Ram ran to him and took hold of his hand. He spoke sternly. My dear brother, what have you done? Why have you abandoned the helpless Sita? Without doubt, she is now dead or stolen by the Rakshasas. Ram pointed out to Lakshman the various omens. He told him about Maricha's trickery. Now it was obvious. The Rakshasas had arranged everything so they could abduct Sita. Tears flowed from Ram's eyes as he thought of his wife. If she were killed, he would give up his own life. Desperately, he asked Lakshman, "Did you fail to protect her? Where is that gentle lady who willingly gave up every happiness to follow me here? Where is Sita now? You should know, Lakshman, that I cannot live without her for even a moment." Feeling dispirited, Lakshman replied, "I did not leave Sita willingly. Urged by her strong and painful words, I came looking for you. She would by no means allow me to stay with her. Forgive me, my lord." Lakshman explained everything to Ram. How he had tried hard to convince Sita of Ram's invincibility. How she had accused him of having ulterior motives. But Ram only became angry and reprimanded Lakshman. Why had he taken Sita's words so seriously, knowing she was overwhelmed by sentiment? Why had Lakshman allowed himself to fall prey to anger? Lakshman had failed to carry out Ram's order. Now, they would surely meet with calamity. Ram turned and continued to run toward his hermitage, with his mind fixed on Sita. As Ram ran, he felt a tremor run through his limbs. His left eye throbbed violently. Greatly perturbed by these sinister omens, Ram crashed through the forest. He seemed almost to fly, oblivious of the creepers and bushes which lashed him. Breaking into the clearing where he had had his hermitage, he ran about wildly looking for Sita. He called out her name again and again. Sita! Sita! But upon not finding her, his heart sank. Ram examined his hut and the surrounding grounds closely. It resembled a lotus flower, blighted by winter, deprived of its charms. The trees seemed to cry as they creaked in the wind. Flowers appeared faded and dull. Deer and birds were restless and ill at ease. Ram saw blades of kusha grass scattered around, along with flower petals which had fallen from the garland Sita was wearing. He wailed loudly. Surely, Sita has been snatched away. Perhaps she lies dead somewhere. Or perhaps she has gone out playfully, hiding now in sport. Ram searched frantically, but Sita was nowhere to be found. Ram feared the worst. This was surely the work of the Rakshasas. Even now, Sita must be in their clutches. Ram imagined Sita as she was being carried away. She must have cried out for him in mournful tones. As she was borne upwards, her beautiful face streaked with tears, surely fear would have gripped that timid princess. Perhaps at this very moment, she was being devoured by demons who were cutting open her soft neck, drinking her blood. As Ram ran from tree to tree, his eyes red from sorrow, he appeared almost crazy. He then asked the trees, O Kadamba, O Bilva, O Arjuna tree, where is Janaka's frail daughter? Is she alive or not? In the madness of grief, he spoke to animals, the river, the sky, and the earth itself. But they all remained silent, only heightening Ram's anguish. The forest and river deities, remembering Ravana's frightful form, were petrified with fear and could make no reply. As Ram gazed around, it seemed to him that wherever he looked, he saw Sita within the sights of the forest. The yellow flowers looked like her silk garment. The creepers flowing in the wind were her limbs. Everywhere Ram thought that he saw his beloved wife. Ram ran toward her crying, but found only the desolate and echoing forest. Ram rebuked himself for leaving Sita. Now, what would he say to Kaushalya? How could he even look at Janaka, that ever-truthful monarch? Ram felt as if he would die. But then, what would his father say upon seeing him arrived in heaven, killed by grief. Surely the emperor would reproach him for becoming a liar by not completing the term of his exile. Ram lamented piteously. I shall never return to Ayodhya. Kaikeyi may rejoice, her purpose now fulfilled. O Lakshman, you should embrace Bharat and tell him to long rule over this wide earth, for Ram is no more. Without Sita, I shall not accept even heaven, what to speak of this world. With Sita's death has come my own. Failing to protect that gentle princess, I shall reach unending regions of hell. Ram fell weeping to the ground. He censured himself in so many ways. Surely this awful misfortune was the result of sinful acts performed in a past life. Undoubtedly, this was his own destiny. Such suffering, the loss of the kingdom, separation from his loved ones, his father's death, and now the loss of his wife, his beloved Sita, all this could only have been caused by his own past evil deeds. Ram tossed about in pain. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama,